Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 103, we'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, "Let all that I am praise the Lord, with my whole heart, I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord, may I never forget the good things He does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed His character to Moses and His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For His unfailing love toward those who fear Him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to His children, tender and compassionate to those who fear Him. For He knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass. Like wildflowers we bloom and die. The wind blows, and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear Him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to His covenant, of those who obey His commandments. The Lord has made the heavens His throne. From there He rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out His plans, listening for each of His commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve Him and do His will. Praise the Lord, everything He has created, everything in all His kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord." Once again, that was Psalms chapter 103 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the chapter of Psalms we just read more in depth. The Psalms stretch our awareness of God's goodness and greatness. David praised God for forgiving his sins, from what we just read in verses 3 and 12, saving him from death, referenced in verse 4, and filling his life with good things, which is written in verse 5. He praised the character of God, revealed in His Word. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, from what David scribed in verse 8, slow to anger and full of love, a father to weak children who loves them eternally, which was cited in verses 13 through 18. The Lord has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west, found in verse 12. What a promise to remember! Praise the Lord! Let everything that we are praise the Lord. Not just our Sunday morning best, but also our Monday morning worst. Let everything praise God. Not just our prayer before dinner, but also our work and walk and relationship. In the prayers with a broken heart, the prayers of joy, the prayers of confusion, let everything praise the Lord. When we are alone or with others, in our highs and lows, may every breath praise God. In our thoughts, emotions, intentions, and our very will, let the name of the Lord be praised. Let everything we are praise the Lord. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Do an inspection with God's grace. Is there a part of your life that is not praising the Lord? With His help, how can you surrender this part of your life to the Lord? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.